Welcome to Music Scene. Today, for those of you who love Andrew Lloyd Webber, I have a dear friend who has interviewed with me before, but you have not met on Radio St. Pete. Alona is here to talk about her tribute to Sarah Brightman and Andrea Bocelli at the Palladium, January 8th at 7. Welcome, Alona.
Thank you so much, Nanette, for having me. Thank you.
Before we get into the show and what you do, tell our listeners about your history, how you got here, and what you've done in the past, because you've had a few encore chapters.
That's true. I am relatively new to Tampa Bay. I've been living in Largo, actually, for 12 years. Next year is my 12th year, so 11 years total. And I came here straight out of Moscow, Russia, in 2014. But to Moscow, Russia, I came from Kyiv, Ukraine, where I was raised and where I went to the university. And I actually started my music career, I would say, in Moscow. And I did do shows, tribute shows, dedicated to Slavic world stars. And that's what I'm continuing to do here. I'm doing a tribute show dedicated to English world star, Sarah Brightman.
What is it about Sarah Brightman's music? And I know that you've been to the shows.
I've been to the shows.
Tell me a little bit about first of all, when you get on stage, the way you look is just, and the way you sing is your own interpretation and of Sarah. But tell me a little bit about why her music spoke to you.
This is the most beautiful music that I ever heard, and her musical taste actually reflects what I love so much. So that's why I pick exactly the same songs that she has been picking. And that came naturally. As a kid, I was performing those songs. Exactly, yes. Classical, folklore song, Scarborough Fair. That was my favorite.
Scarborough Fair. Scarborough Fair. Garfunkel, my favorite.
That was my favorite song as a kid. And that's an English traditional song.
You do. So you have this show coming up on January 8th at the Palladium. And you have someone performing, the legendary Andrea Bocelli. Tell me about him. Is that Alex Boyd?
Alex Boyd has been my partner for Sarah Brightman's show for already 2 years. And that's why we definitely invited Alex. He is a fantastic singer. He is actually a star of New York City Opera. Yes, he relocated to Tampa Bay from New York. And he did perform in New York for many years, and he got acclaimed by New York Times. Can you imagine?
How did you meet him?
I met him through Pinella's Opera League.
You did?
Pinella's Opera League actually referred me to Alex Boyd. Actually, my friend Jordi Caron. You probably know Jordi Caron.
Yes.
So I met her at the Pinella's Opera League, and she referred me to Alex. And Alex agreed to sing Phantom of the Opera with me, Time to Say Goodbye, those beautiful pieces which everybody loves. Definitely we have Alex. But we also are having a tenor. Yes, Chris Romeo, I don't know yet exactly, but Chris is going to do Nessun Dorma, which is a fantastic piece by Giacomo Puccini.
I love the fact that you're going to do Phantom of the Opera, Time to Say Goodbye, Viva per Lei, but also Puccini's Nessun Dorma.
Nessun
and,
Dorma.
Pai Jesu by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Piazzo is a beautiful requiem that Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote for his father when he passed away. So that's a beautiful piece, and we're performing that with Lumina Youth Choir. This is a group of middle school and high school students. This chorus is actually celebrating their 10th anniversary this year, and they traveled in the summer of this year. They traveled to Europe to chorus competition, And they would compete against 140 choruses from around the world.
Wow.
And they got a golden diploma. Our girls from Tampa Bay got a golden diploma at that competition.
That resonates with you as someone who has loved music as a young person. And that's under the artistic direction of Dia McReynolds, correct?
Dia McReynolds is their artistic director, exactly.
But there's more. It's the whole ambience. I mean, you have a four-piece ensemble, dancers, and visual effects. It's really a multi-sensory experience. Tell us a little bit about that, Alona.
Our dancers for this show are going to be young rhythmic gymnastics athletes.
Wow.
They are going
to... Cirque du Soleil of the Cirque du Soleil, right?
It is a Cirque du Soleil, exactly. They are opening for us, and they're also dancing to the song Hijo de la Luna, the song that Sarah Brightman performs beautifully. And she also has a group of athletes in the background dancing for her for that song.
You have done this show outside of Tampa. Tell us a little bit about that.
I performed parts of that show, not with 40 people on stage, but with two, three people on stage in New York, in Philadelphia, in New Jersey, where else? Actually, mostly around the New York area. So I did perform it to show it to people.
You know, what I want to talk about is a little bit about your operatic experience. So tell us first about Pinellas Opera.
Pinellas Opera League.
Yes, tell us a little bit about
this
that.
This is a group of opera aficionados, opera lovers. Some of them are from Europe. Some of them are from the United States. They meet monthly. And they have performers, they have luncheons, and I volunteer for that group. I give out their promotional materials at the theaters, at Sundial, St. Pete Sundial,
right,
AMC,
right.
when they broadcast Metropolitan Opera shows. So that's what I do for Pinellas Opera League.
I also know that you do songs in English, get this, folks, English, Ukrainian, Italian, Spanish, Polish, Russian, and Yiddish.
That's true.
Right during Hanukkah.
That's true.
You're a songwriter as well.
A little bit of that, yes.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, I started my career as a songwriter, not as an opera singer. And that's how it actually developed. But I wouldn't consider myself an opera singer, although I have some classical training, but I wouldn't consider myself an opera singer. I am a classical crossover singer. That's what Andrea Bocelli is, actually.
Right,
he's
right.
Not really operatic. That's what Sarah Brightman is. That's who Sarah Brightman is. These people perform operatic pieces in concerts. And this is exactly what I do.
I love that. And, you know, I know you perform other places with some people here. I mean, there's a big Ukrainian community, Russian Slavic community here, right?
There is a big one, yes, yes.
And mm-hmm. And with what's going on now, your heart must be breaking.
Oh, it's broken, exactly, yes. It's really a bad thing. I have family in both countries.
And so hard.
It is very hard. With some members of my family, I barely even speak because we just don't share the...
families apart.
It is.
Tears families apart.
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear after our interview a song, an original song. Will you tell us a little bit about the name of that song and a little bit about it?
Well, for Sarah Brightman tribute, we would not do the original songs. It's definitely cover.
Right, so, right.
But that song is an English traditional song. It was written hundreds of years ago, so it's in public domain. We are able to air it. And that's a live recording from our show. So you will hear how our four-piece ensemble sound.
Cannot wait. Folks, if you've just joined me, I am here in studio with Alona. She will be performing Sarah Brightman and Andrea Bocelli tribute on the 8th. We'll have all the information about how you can learn more about this. It's an emotional show. It pays homage to the world-renowned soprano and the legendary Andrea Bocelli. And for myself, it's emotional because I've seen both in person with my mother.
Oh.
And when I first saw your show, my mother was still with us. And I remember turning on my phone and letting her know. She says, "Are you there with Sarah Brightman?" It really is incredible.
Thank
that
you.
You, not only is she still touring, but your take on it. Tell me a little bit about how you you reimagine Sarah that reflects your own personal style and point of view.
I am actually not trying to copy or mimic her artistry. I am fascinated by the music she picks for her shows. I'm fascinated by the visual effects that she does, by the dancers that work for her, by the group of people who actually perform with her, because she has a fantastic orchestra.
It's a small orchestra.
Actually, it's a small orchestra. She has like 12-piece orchestra, right, and 12 people choir. We have a larger choir. We have 30 people choir.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But our group of musicians is only 4 people, but we try to sound like an orchestra. So we have a string group, we have a synthesizer, which would imitate an orchestra sound for us. So my vision of Sarah Brightman music is on stage. Please come and see us. Besides those musicians, we have all those dancers. We also have a girl who would do belly dance for us.
Right, because he used to write, right?
Sarah Brightman has a song called Harem.
That's right.
Harem. And I performed that song. And we're having a beautiful ballet dancer. She's young, sparkling. She is so great. And with all those costumes, people love that. People actually adore.
I was just going to ask you. So I remember the sparkling costumes. That the costumes are amazing. How many costume changes do you do?
I do 3.
3. And absolutely each one is like...
Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah.
We love that. What are you listening to in your spare time? What are you doing in your spare time right
Florida
now?
Orchestra. I love Florida Orchestra. I love opera companies that we have here in Tampa Bay.
Opera, Tampa.
I love Opera Tampa. My first experience with Sarasota Opera was amazing. I really do recommend. That was so good. And I do go to broadcasts by Metropolitan Opera in
at Decker College.
They do broadcasts at the movie theaters.
Right,
yeah,
right,
Sundial
right.
AMC. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic show. That's so beautiful. And I love to travel to Europe for opera festivals.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Who are some of your favorite opera performers? Of course, I have to say, you know, my mother used to love the opera. And even as a little girl, she would go and stand in the back, and she would go with my cousin all the time, and she had her favorites. Who are some of yours?
There is a rising star, Giuliana Grigorian. She is, she's just been with Metropolitan at Le Boheme. That's a rising star. She's going to be as large as Natrapko. As also, there is a big star. Her name is Angel Blue.
Yes.
She is fantastic. She is so good. Oh, gosh. I saw her in Aida. And she was in Aida at Arena di Verona in Italy. She was there, and everybody was actually fascinated by her performance.
So I have the Nice Jazz Festival on my list for this year for Europe. What should be on my list for opera festivals in Europe?
Arena di Verona, definitely. It's a festival in the Colosseum, you know, Rome Colosseum. Verona in Italy, up north, they have the same Colosseum. And they do opera festivals there with participation of hundreds of people on stage. and 15,000 people watching it. So it's a fantastic show. I definitely recommend that one. I've been there 10 times, and I will go again.
I cannot wait. We will put a link, folks, to that. So, folks, I really just, it's such a pleasure to see my friend Alona here. If she has other events that are coming up that are non-Sarah Brightman, we will also post those as well.
Thank you so
but
much.
But I'm telling you, I can think of nothing better to do. And I'm taking my family, who, my grandsons, who absolutely have never heard this kind of music. Two of them are musicians in school. Wow. And I want to bring them to soprano Sarah Brightman and Andrea Bocelli. I have not seen that with you, but that's going to be fabulous. And we want to thank you for coming to studio. What are you doing for the holidays? How are you celebrating?
I am working. I have a show each day.
You do?
Starting Monday.
Where, around Tampa Bay?
In Tampa Bay,
all
yes.
Private parties?
Yes, some private, but I'm also doing a public party on December 31st.
Which side of the bridge?
This side, our side of the bridge in Clearwater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And I'm having a very very quiet, very beautiful chamber concert on January 23rd in Clearwater with classical guitarists.
What location?
Clearwater. We're doing it. It's kind of a private, but it's open.
Okay.
It's actually
open.
We'll
get some of that information. I think I know where you're talking. But, you know, the fact that you live here is amazing.
Thank you so much.
You know, the fact that you're here in this community and that you're doing this show again at the Palladium, second time at the Palladium,
yes.
Right? Is amazing, but all of the other things that you're involved in, and the celebration of European folk music, and this multi-language international, you're keeping things alive that are not available elsewhere. Think about it. Where would I go in Florida to see this? Maybe Miami, maybe Sarasota, but certainly not here.
Yeah, you would definitely get a lot of that in New York.
Yeah.
Definitely get a lot of that in Philadelphia, in places where communities are larger. But here it's important to actually get people involved into this classical crossover music, which is my favorite.
Classical crossover music with Alona. Folks, we thank you so much, Alona, for being here. January 8th at the Palladium Theater. We cannot wait to see you 7 o'clock. Alona, thanks for being in studio.
Thank you, Nanette. Thank you so much.
Remember me to one who lives there.